Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, the 24th of December 2020 is Cefnlys Castle. Cefnlys Castle, Welsh, Castell Cefnlys, pronounced Castel Cefnlys, was a medieval spur castle in Radnorshire, now part of Powys, Wales. Two successive masonry castles were built on a ridge above the River Ithen known as Castle Bank, Welsh, Craig y Castell, lit. Castle Rock, in the 13th century, replacing a wooden motte and bailey castle constructed by the Normans nearby. Controlling several communication routes into the highlands of mid-Wales, the castles were strategically important within the Welsh marches during the High Middle Ages. As the seat of the fiercely contested lordship and cantref of Meilionnydd, Cefnlys became a source of friction between Llywelyn ap Gruffydd and Roger Mortimer in the prelude to Edward I's conquest of Wales. Cefnlys was also the site of a borough and medieval town. Castle Bank is often considered to be the site of an Iron Age hill fort, but there is no firm evidence to corroborate this. It has also been speculated that the princely court of a native Welsh ruler was situated nearby. The first castle at Cefnlys, 1 mile, 1.6 kilometres, north of the ridge, was a motte and bailey thrown up during the early stages of the Norman invasion of Wales by the Anglo-Norman Baron Ralph Mortimer, beginning a long association between the powerful Mortimer family and Cefnlys. Around 1242, after a century of prolonged conflict in the region, Ralph Mortimer II built a masonry castle on the northeast flank of Castle Bank, which quickly became the principal symbol of Mortimer hegemony in Wales. The castle was captured and slighted in 1262 by Llywelyn ap Gruffydd, Prince of Wales and Gwynedd, during a war with Henry III of England, and Cefnlys featured prominently in the ensuing Treaty of Montgomery. The construction of a new castle on the southeast side of the hill by Roger Mortimer was a contributing factor to Llywelyn's refusal to swear fealty to Edward I in 1275, leading to war in 1277. The castle may have been sacked during the revolts of Madog ap Llywelyn, 1294-1295, and Owain Glyndŵr, 1400-1415, but remained occupied until at least the mid-15th century, when it was described in a series of poems by the bard Lewis Glyncity. Both castles on Castle Bank are now entirely ruinous and only traces remain. The sole surviving medieval structure at Cefnlys is St. Michael's Church. The town was unsuccessful and disappeared altogether as a result of the Black Death and subsequent bubonic plague outbreaks, economic remoteness and changing frontier military conditions, although Cefnlys retained its borough status until the 19th century. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:01 UTC on Thursday, the 24th of December 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Cefnlys Castle. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content, and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.